It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and I was excited prior to Thanksgiving to hear the news that there was a new exhibit coming to the Museum of Science and Industry. We have all grown up with Moldorama, and they have pumped out hundreds of varieties of collectible plastic novelties, and I've got the CEO of Moldorama on the line with us right now, Paul Jones. Paul, I love your figures.
Thank you very much, Wendy. We love your shows.
Oh, well, perfect. I worked at Brookfield Zoo, and that was the very first place that I saw Moldorama. And was that the very first, or was it also the same time at the Museum of Science and Industry?
Brookfield Zoo had their first machine installed in 1966. They're still there today. Museum of Science and Industry was a few months later in 1967. So both of those locations have been around that long.
It was the greatest thing going to the zoo, and I grew up in Brookfield. So and Moldorama is still located in Brookfield, is it not?
Yes, we are. We're only a couple blocks west of the zoo.
I love it. I just love my Brookfield. Anyway, so I went to the zoo with my grandmother pretty much. We went every weekend, and it was the highlight of our trip to get the Moldorama, the blue dolphin, the gorilla. I was just looking in one of my kids' rooms last night, and he has the penguin. He has four of them on display. I have a nephew who lives in New York who collects Moldorama. Anywhere we go, he has to get a new Moldorama, either the zoo or Museum of Science and Industry. And how long has this been going on?
Well, the machines themselves were first introduced in 1962 at the Seattle World's Fair. And they were really big in the tour of World's Fairs. And in 1964, they were in the New York World's Fair, where they participated in Sinclair Oil's Dinoland exhibit.
Yeah.
And that's when they really took popularity, but you know, they were everywhere after that.
I think the most exciting thing for a kid is, you know, I can't remember what it was when I went to the zoo, maybe a quarter, 50 cents, something. It was really inexpensive. You put the money in and you hear it, and the plastic comes through. And then the highlight of it, Paul, is when that little like guillotine comes by and it releases it, and it just falls down in there, and you touch it and it's warm, and all you do is smell it. It's the greatest thing.
That's a very common theme that we hear from people, is the smell. And it is a very iconic smell. I mean, it's like peanuts being roasted or something. There's no other smell like it.
And it just brings me back to being a kid. Anyone who grew up in the Chicago metro area that went to Brookfield Zoo, I'm telling you, every kid goes home with one of those. Every kid. You have such a great thing going here. Now, Moldorama, Molded for the Future, it opened up, I believe, in November, at the beginning of November. And this is included with your admission to the Museum of Science and Industry. Tell us what we're going to see at this this exhibit.
Well, the exhibit has a lot of information and some displays. They came over and kind of handpicked through our collection of novelties, and they're on display, some very rare ones that probably haven't been run since the early 60s, some that weren't even known to be in existence, but that we still currently own the molds. It really tells the story of Moldorama, how it originated, how it developed, and how it's been around for the last 50-plus years.
Paul Jones on the line with us, CEO of Moldorama, located in beautiful Brookfield, Illinois. Who chooses the items or the animals or whatever it is that is the Moldorama? Who chooses that, and do you kind of swap them out and retire them and bring them back? How does that work?
Well, it's a collaboration between the location and us. First step would be they may request something for a specific reason, and if we have a stock mold already made, it happens very quickly. We can change it out, you know, within a matter of hours. If it's something that has to be specially made, we do specially made molds all the time. They're expensive, though. They cost about $5,000 for a new mold. We had one made for Brookfield Zoo back in 2016, which was a bison for the 50th anniversary of Moldorama being at Brookfield Zoo. We're currently working on a 727 plaque for the Museum of Science and Industry. We're hoping that's going to be done within the next 3 or 4 months. So we do stuff to modernize the machine, kind of keep it, you know, popular,
yeah,
and different things. It depends upon what the account wants, really.
Have there been buildings? I can't remember now. I usually get my Moldoramas at Brookfield Zoo, but at the Museum of Science and Industry, like, was there a John Hancock building or whatever it's called now, or the Sears Tower? Were there ever buildings?
We do have a few buildings. We were in the Willis Tower for a number of years, which, of course, everybody from Chicago refers to as Sears Tower.
I know.
And when they started their renovations, because we were affiliated with Skydeck, and when they were doing their renovations on the lower six floors, we were asked to remove the machines because they just didn't have space for. We're waiting. We're hoping to be invited back any day now. But we do have that one. And it was the most popular machine in the country when it was there.
All right. Well, when I get to be rich and famous, Paul, $5,000, I'm going to have a Wendy Snyder Moldorama and a Dave Ennett one. I think that would be very exciting for us. No one else. Someone has texted us 312-981-7200, and this is a great idea. They need a Bozo and a Garfield Goose one at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. I think you should talk to them. That would be so cool to get a Garfield Goose or Bozo.
I would agree. That would be.
Interesting.
It can be done.
All right. Well, so Moldorama, Molded for the Future, features a collection of all these popular, rare, and experimental Moldorama souvenirs from the past. With their, who chooses the colors? Because there are some crazy colors.
Again, it's in collaboration with the museum, what they like. It's easier, actually, to change machines than it is to change colors. Because once you put a pigment into the metallic parts, it really gets embedded into it.
Well, that's nuts.
So you can't really go from a white to a purple and then back to a white. It's very, very difficult.
All the inside scoop of Moldorama. CEO Paul Jones on the line with us. Thank you so much. Good luck in everything you do. And I am going to get back to you to do the Wendy Snyder and Dave Ennett Moldoramas coming soon.
Looking forward to hearing from you.
Good luck to you, and congrats on the exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry.